time to check in with the Sacramento Business Journal. Editor Jack Robinson is off, so Sonia Sorich is here. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning.
Sonia is the Business Journal's social engagement manager and retail reporter. So let's start with Raley's. The West Sacramento-based grocery chain made a major announcement this week about a change in majority ownership. What happened? Was this like a big shakeup there or a surprise?
It's not exactly a shakeup or a surprise. What happened was we learned that Michael Thiel, the grandson of the company's founder, now has majority ownership of the company. Now, previously, his mother, Joyce Raley Thiel, had majority ownership since 1992. So this isn't really a huge surprise to observers because keeping the company family-owned has always been a huge priority for Raley's, and this is sort of the next natural step in that succession plan.
Well, how does this news impact the company's finances?
They're not commenting very much on any financial details of the transaction, but we did see a report from Moody's that cites a $200 million loan that was used partially to finance this transaction. Now, in these situations, it's common to see one family member buy out others to attain that majority ownership. So, of course, this leaves Raley's with a certain amount of debt as a result of the transaction.
What about customers? Will shoppers see any changes at Raley's?
It's not something that Raley's has commented on, but when a company takes on this level of debt, it increases their risk profile. So it's pretty imperative that they continue to do well and operate as usual, if not exceeding profitability. So they're likely to take some measures to keep up with these heightened grocery wars that we've seen in the Sacramento region and beyond. We've already seen them take some measures to remain competitive, such as increasing the number of natural and organic items, and revamping the wine aisles in some of their stores.
Also this week, a lawsuit over that planned outlet mall, the Promenade in Elk Grove, off of Highway 99 at Camara Road. The lawsuit was settled. What does it mean for the project, and what's next?
It is a step in the right direction for the project. A developer of a surrounding retail area did file suit against the developer of the proposed outlet project in Elk Grove, and there were some concerns raised about potential competition between the two centers. That suit has been settled, as you mentioned, and it allows the Elk Grove Outlet Mall project to move forward, as well as the surrounding retail project.
But this project has added other problems, right?
If you remember, this project has been in the works for quite some time, since around 2007, when it was initially envisioned as a lifestyle center. Of course, then the economy tanked, and it was sort of revamped to this new vision of an outlet mall.
I heard that at least one Sacramento area Starbucks store could be expanding its menu, and not with more pastries or more music CDs, but with beer and wine. Is this for real?
Yes, you might be able to get a Red Zinfandel with your caramel macchiato. So get excited, Steve. Now, this has been talked about for quite some time in the Sacramento region and beyond. This is a new concept from Starbucks called Starbucks Evenings, in which certain locations serve both beer, wine, and small plates of food. The company has already rolled it out in some major cities nationwide, about 40 locations, and there's been rumors that the concept would extend to the Sacramento region. Now, previously, those rumors have focused on a site in Midtown Sacramento, but now I spotted a notice posted outside of a Roseville location on Foothills Boulevard that expresses this intent to possibly serve beer and wine at that location. So it seems like it's something that at least Starbucks is considering and taking the necessary steps to move it forward.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
Sonia Sorich is the Business Journal's social engagement manager and retail reporter. You'll find more business coverage at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.